Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another month, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Yeshaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330, and Berlin, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah's our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And again, I praise the mighty Yah for this opportunity to come before you once again with his great, holy, and exalted words. Today we will be deviating from our message of the week concerning marriage. And I'm sorry we had to deviate from that, because there are some things that is greatly more pressing. Because today we find in these various hospitals, as well as these various corporations, our people are dying. And Yahweh said, we will be like a woman in travail. But most of our people, many of our people, even though failing has already begun, our people still refuse to take knowledge of it. And of course, in very short time to come, they will. Now, it's not all our people whose eyes are closed, but the ones that's eyes who really closed are the shepherds themselves. Those who consider themselves shepherds on Facebook put a lot of noise but saying nothing. Speaking a lot of words but doing nothing. And then you have all these various so-called houses of worship. What are they doing? Here it is. As I stated before, are the mass or the majority of the people that's dying through this COVID-19. And what do our people have to say about it? It's just a government plot. It's just some type of trick. We being fooled and bamboozled and don't believe it. Some will tell you they even went by the hospital and didn't see the lobbies are empty. And nobody's really dying. This is what they will tell you. And then you have many corporations, like these meat processing plants. People being affected, people dying. But who's coming to their aid, their deliverance? Who's helping them? Making them go to work. Told them in various states that if they didn't go to work, they will not be eligible for any unemployment, even though they are the sheep, the lamb led right to the slaughter. And how many houses of worship is helping them? Talking up for them. How many are doing anything at all to help them? cry out for them in any kind of manner. No, they hiding behind a curtain just like everybody else. And they doing exactly what the government tell them to do. The government tell them to close, they close. The government tell them to open, they open. They just doing exactly who they really worship. And that's the government. And then we got many of our people who they don't trust Yahweh because they got on the mask. Take off your mask. And I'm going to show you in the scriptures what you call these type of people who have this message. Even though they'll tell you to unprotect yourself, you're not trusting in Yahweh if you put on a mask, but yet every time they get out of their car, they will lock their door and turn on their alarm. Every time they will leave their house, they will turn on their alarms and lock their doors and lock their windows, but they will tell you to take off your mask. Many of these same people will have guns, carrying them on them, hiding it in their cars, hiding it in their houses, but they will tell you, their message to you is not to protect yourself. Their message to you is don't protect yourself, while they doing everything to protect theyself. And Yahweh called these people something that I'm going to show you what Yahweh called them. And this is why I wanted to deviate from our lesson of the week. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah 30, and watch what it says. And we're talking about women in travail. And our people don't know what this is. So when they see trouble, they not characterizing this as no travail at all. Especially if it don't happen to them. Out of sight, out of mind. Watch what it says. In the book of Jeremiah 30, the first verse, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, thus speaks Yahweh Elohim of Israel, saying, write you all the words that I have spoken to you in the book. For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Yehuda, says Yahweh. Cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess them. And here it is, Yahweh told the prophet to write these words down to let our people know in time to come that one day he shall bring again the captivity of his people. And we the only people that's in captivity and proclaiming our captivity. And watch what it says. And these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus says Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. And what type of voice are you hearing today? You're not hearing no voice of celebration today. You're not hearing no voice of melody today. No one is talking about how good it is. As a matter of fact, even the heathen is suffering. He's suffering in business, he's suffering socially, he's suffering financially, he's suffering all kind of ways, getting right back to normal, because he's suffering. So just imagine if the heathen himself is suffering, what our people must be going through. And you think they're going to advertise what our people really going through? No, they never advertised that. The only way you'll know what our people are going through is what we broadcast they're going through. So our people are worse than suffering. Watch what this says. Talking about a voice of fear, a voice of trembling, a voice that's not of peace. Nobody talking about peace today. Everybody around the world is talking about war. They all are waging war against a virus. Watch what this says. Ask you now, and see whether a man does labor with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in labor, and all faces are turned into paleness? And this is where we go. See, right now, a woman is in travail. But still today, all faces are not turned into paleness. Just some faces. But the time of all the faces are turned into paleness is slowly but surely, and really not slowly, it's fastly approaching us. Here it is. As I stated before, the mass majority of our people with this virus are suffering, dying. That's not even a question. That is a fact. And what are they dying from? Many of them are dying from the most debilitating circumstances that one can be under. Here it is, lungs and their breath is being compromised by this plague. And then they go to the place that they've been taught all their life. That's where you go to get medical attention. This is where you go to get relief from your ailment. And they get to the hospital, and you would think, even though many of these nurses called heroes, and everybody singing their song and clapping for them and everything. But then there's the flip side of that coin. And we hear the abominations that takes place also in these hospitals. We're not just hearing good. See, the media is just broadcasting the good. But we hear the stories about how many lives could have been saved just by simple procedures. We're hearing about the deaths that take place through sheer negligence. This is what we're hearing about in the black community. We're not like the media, and we're just reporting the good stories. We're going to report to you the truth. And our people are dying by the thousands. And what is Israel talking about? While our people are dying by the thousands. While this woman is in travail, you would think that when this woman is in travail, as we're reading, you would think all of our attention will focus on this woman that's in travail. But no, our people still gossiping. Our people still talking about rumors and caught up in gossip and rumors. Our people still caught up in conspiracy, still caught up in plots. They're not concerned and worried and talking about this woman at all. Their attention is not on the woman at all. They are sidetracked by everything else. And I want you to see what Yahweh called these people. And read. Watch what it says. Seventh verse, at last. For that day is great, so that there's none like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. And here it is. You would think the shepherds would talk about this trouble. Well, here it is. Not only the mass majority of the people dying from this plague is our people, not only the most people affected by the plague is our people. Not only that, most of the small businesses, as well as frontline workers, are our people. Who care about them? Talking about them. Who's suffering for them? Who's standing up for them? Not the gossipers. Not the talebearers. Not the slanderers. And definitely not the rumormongers, as well as, and let me show you what Yahweh had to say about these ambassadors of hell, who would never warn you, period, and show you how devious they really are. See, we forgot that Yahweh said he sent us to the worst of the heathens. So the untold number of uncrying out. Do y'all see the tears? Is your heart grieving? Does it sound like to me, as yesterday was, so is tomorrow. Our people still rejoicing. And you're going to have to pay a price for it. Because most people think all seeing eyes of Yahweh is closed. And it is not. He sees everything. He knows everything. Here it is. While you caught up, you got white racists got their knees in the neck of our people, choking them to death, telling them that they can't breathe. Yes, our brother in Minnesota. I wonder who gonna grieve for him. While you gossiping and while you talking and while you on Facebook running your mouth, who's going to grieve for him? Who's going to talk about him? Out of all the things that the heathen is doing to our people, you mean to tell me all we can do as Israel is talk about one another rather than the word of Yahweh that has been tried? Watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Isaiah. I just want you to see this. Book of Isaiah. Because maybe, just maybe, you will hear this message and the light bulb will turn on. Now, I doubt it, but I'm nobody. And if anything, I would love for you to prove me wrong, but I doubt it. Watch what the scriptures say in Isaiah 56. All ye beasts of the field come to devour. Yea, all you beasts in the forest. And they don't come to help. They don't come to restore, to repair. They come in to devour. And who are these beasts that's coming to devour? Watch what it says in the 10th verse. His watchmen. Now that's a clue. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain. From his quarter. In other words, they not care about your interest. When they want to open up these churches, they don't care. They're not trying to open up these churches and mosques and synagogue for your well-being. That's not why they want these things open. They want your money or their healing powers to stop this plague. Where are their healing powers to heal you of your illness, of your wounds? As a matter of fact, why couldn't they warn you, as we did, to let you know evil was coming? Facebook preachers sitting on their couches. Why didn't they warn you? Help you? No, they telling you to take your mask off, go into crowds, and trust Yahweh. And they know that you trust Yahweh. And they know they don't trust Yahweh. But they will give you this and tell you this and send this message to you to try to compromise your relationship with the Most High. These people ain't never helped nobody. They never helped Israel, period. And they're not trying to come together to bring Israel together. All they have is a message of sheer wickedness. And I want you to see it. It says in the 12th verse, "Come, you say they, and I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant." In other words, all the various people want to do, party, play, and have fun. They're not going to deal with the real adversity or the real travail of our people. Here it is. Our people are in travail. Our people are dying. But where is the message about that? What are they doing as a result of the travailing of our people? Again, you would think if a woman is in travail, there will be somebody that will turn their attention to her. Turn their attention to her for her well-being. But no. While our people are dying in the streets, nobody cares. I can understand why people are saying black lives don't matter. Because that's exactly how it looks. As a matter of fact, if a police officer's head his knee on a dog's neck, just like he had on this black man's neck, and he had his knee on this dog's neck for a long time as he did this black man, and then the dog died, not only he will be fired, but he will be charged in jail and charged with a felony. But because it was a black man, we got to investigate. Well, what is there to investigate? What is there to investigate? If you had two cars have a dog trapped in the middle and the dog couldn't turn to the left and escape, turn to the right to escape, and this dog wasn't messing with nobody, they will do everything humanly possible not to kill the dog. In other words, they would just catch him. But imagine they trap this dog, take their gun, and shoot him cold-blooded down. You know what they would do to these people who would do such a thing? They will be charged and arrested. But is this the case with our brother in Minnesota? Look at them 70 days just to bring charges and arrest for our brother Aubrey in Brunswick, Georgia. In other words, a dog is treated better than our people. You think when they take a dog to a vet, they treat these dogs like they treat us in the hospital? Yeah, I know you hear about all the good stories, but there's some bad ones that you need to hear about too. And not from me, not from just the average person on the streets. These are nurses who's telling these stories, come home and tell the unspeakable acts that's taking place in these hospitals, how they treating our people in their greatest distress. Yeah, these are dumb, greedy dogs, just like Yahweh said, and just like Yahweh has prophesied. But not only he called them that in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. Women in travail. Yeah, you would think that this woman in travail, that she would get the greatest attention. She would get special treatment because she's in travail. But no, the travailing is not coming as a result of her being pregnant. Her travailing is coming as a result of the mistreatment, the gross oppression, outright murder of our enemies. And of course, the preachers and the attorney generals, and they'll be mad and they'll say certain things and they'll march, but they're not going to tell you the real story. They're just not going to tell you the truth. And the very people they're seeking to do something about it is the very same people who's committing the crimes. The government. The police are government people. The laws are passed by government people. Why can't they just treat us as if they treat a dog and we'll get better treatment? But as long as they treat us like the Constitution of America tell them to treat us, we won't get nothing but how we're getting treated. So I'd rather be treated like a dog. This says in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. And we're going to start reading the 7th verse. And this is what I said. And I heard the man clothed in linen, and this is prophecy, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to the heaven, and swore by him that lives forever, that it shall be aforetime and times in a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And look, our people think they got power today. But no, all the power that they think they have is being diminished as we speak. Here, they wanted a certain president and they lost. Here, they want this president impeached, and they still lost. This president is committing all kind of crimes against the law, and they still losing and can't do nothing about it. And here, every time a police kill a black man, he get off. Not at all. Watch what it says. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh, master, what shall be the end of these things? Because whatever he's seen, even though he didn't understand, just tell me the end of this thing, man, because this thing looked bad. It looked ugly, and I really don't want to see it no more, even though I don't even understand it. And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. And watch what he tell Daniel. And this is the time that we're living in today. Watch what it says. And yes, the books are open. They're no longer sealed at all. We see exactly what's going on. That's why we the only ones able to come and tell you before it even happens. Watch what it says. Many shall be purified. And see, there's two ways in the scriptures that one is purified. The one way you're purified in the scriptures is through water. Yahweh said he will sprinkle water upon you. Anytime a woman is unclean, she got to go through a period of time, then she go through a cleansing that entails water. Time a man is unclean, he's got to get this water purification. He got to wash himself and do certain things. But then there's a whole nother way that our people are purified. And the other way is exactly what this 10th verse is speaking about. The other way. And let me tell you the other way you're purified. It's called by fire. It's either water or fire. And this is talking about fire. And I'm going to show you that. It says, many shall be purified and be white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly. In other words, Watch what this says. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. In other words, the wise going to understand, man, we're being tried. We're being purified. No wonder we're going through this process of time, these many adversities. People got to die, and we got to see it. Why? Because better is one death than one's birth. See, the wise understand that. See, the wise understand the end of a matter is better than the beginning. See, the wise understand that the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the wicked is in the house of gladness. See, the wise understand that, but the wicked don't. So what do the wicked do? Well, the wicked continue on doing wickedly, just like they're doing today. Our people dying, they're gossiping. Our people dying, they're rumor mongering. Our people dying, our people on Facebook talking about don't wear a mask. All kind of wickedness, nothing to aid, nothing to help this woman in travail. Because none of those things help. None of those things. But the wise, they're going to understand these things. So what would the wise do? The same thing our people have done in the past. Such as in the book of Joel, the second chapter, where our people call for fast, in the mourning women, in the wailing women. Our women ain't wailing a day. They gossiping. Where are the wailing women? Where are the women that's going to work for this woman in travail? Who's going to stand up? Our people are not standing up at all. Now, some are, a remnant are, and Yahweh said, our people will be tried. And the way you try by Yahweh is not through water. It's through fire. And Yahweh said this. So no one should be surprised at oh, and let me show you the type of people Yahweh said our people will be during this trying moment. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. We're talking about the woman in travail because it seems as though our people, they care nothing about this woman in travail. They're doing nothing for this woman in travail. If I didn't have knowledge, if the Creator didn't bless me with His word, I will be out just like these other people, protesting, picking up bricks, damaging property. I will be out there buck wild because of the great atrocities that's happening to our people. They have no knowledge. And this is definitely something they should not be doing. But make no mistake about it. I understand why they're doing it. They just don't have knowledge. But what is Israel doing? Israel is worse because they just a dumb dog that will not bark. Won't warn your people. Don't want to keep the law and putting our people in harm's way. That doesn't sound like no true watchman of Yahweh. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, the 24th verse. We have heard the fame thereof. Watch what it says. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish have taken hold of us. Pain as of a woman in labor. And yes, our people are in anguish. Our people in labor. Our people are growing more feeble as we speak. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. Here it is. Our people going to work don't know when they're going to be affected. Most of the jobs our people are going to today are centers of disease. Centers of disease. In other words, you're going to a center that you know is full of disease and plague. And all you can do is trust in Yahweh for $10 an hour, $11 an hour, $15 an hour, $20 an hour. That's all you can do. And you got some fools telling you don't wear a mask. Watch what it says. Go not forth. Watch what it says. O daughter of my people. And this is what's not going to be done. This is how you know these shepherds are shepherds of ambassadors of hell. Dumb dogs that cannot bark. Because they're not going to tell you this. They're not going to give you this message. Watch what it says. O daughter of my people. Gird you with sackcloth and wallow yourself in ashes. Make you mourning as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation. Boiler shall suddenly come upon us. In other words, here it is. Our people see the trouble, but are they girding themselves with sackcloth? No. Are the women wailing? No, they're gossiping, rumor mongering. Are the people mourning as if they're only for their only little son? No, none of this thing is happening, with the exception of a small little remnant. A small little remnant that listened to us. Because this is exactly what we've been telling people to do. And many have. But definitely not enough. Watch what it says. 27 verse. I've set you for a tower and a fortress among my people. Because Yahweh wants you to do this. that you may know and try their way. They are all grievous rebels. And you know what? A rebel is bad in and of itself. But these are grievous rebels. Because the more you try to do right, the more you mourn for your people, the bolder they get in their wickedness. And it makes you seem like you're the one not right. But they're right. You're wrong. You don't trust Yahweh, and they do. But I'm here to tell you, no, they the dumb dogs. They the greedy dogs. They the wicked. That's who Yahweh called them. Oh, grievous rebels, walking with slander. All they can do is slander you. What you talking about some slanders for, and a woman is in travail? They are all brass and iron. They are all corruptors. Bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of fire. The founders melt in vain. And let me show you how vain, because that's how you try with fire. See, when you're trying something with fire, you're trying to get it to its most purest state. Silver through the fire. You take the gold through the fire. You take every precious metal through the fire, because this is the other way you become pure. But watch this. I want you to see what Yahweh is saying to our people. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melts in vain. And why is it in vain? I thought, this is the way we're supposed to be purified. For the wicked present, watch what it says. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because Yahweh has rejected them. And you know what reprobate silver is? Reprobate silver is some fake, phony silver that you wearing around as real. You know it's fake. You know it's been glossed over with some fake, phony silver, and you wear it anyway because you want people to think it's real. Just like you saying praise Yahweh because you want people to think you serve the Most High. You saying hallelujah because you want people think you praising Him. But we know the truth. We know the truth. You're not wailing at all. You're not fasting at all. You're not pouring ashes on you at all. You're not fasting at all. You're not mourning at all. You're slandering, and you have no love for your people whatsoever. You don't feel their cause or their pain. As a matter of fact, you hadn't even turned to the woman in travail. You're not even addressing the woman in travail. Your message is that a woman is not in travail. So you step over her and walk past her as if she don't exist. But in the end, Yahweh don't forgive. He see exactly what you're about. He see exactly what our enemies are about. So they can talk about these heroes all they want, but Yahweh know the truth of what's happening in these nursing homes, in these hospitals, in these meat processing plants, out in the streets, because they done told all these business to open back up, irregardless of the lives that's being affected and snuffed out. They put the police right back on the streets. And as soon as they put them back on the streets, look what happens. They begin to choke the life out of our people. And you act like You don't know what this is. You act like you don't even see what Yahweh is doing. But I want to help you to see. I'm going to show you. See, watch this. Show you something else in the book of Micah, the 4th chapter. In travail. Here it is. Our people are in great travail. But who cares? The only reason why it don't seem like the woman is in travail, because you have nobody speaking up for the woman. Nobody telling her story at all. Yes, they will mention it, but they're not telling her story. People is caught up in their self. They can care less about this woman in travail. Watch what it says in the book of Micah, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. Now, why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished? For pains have taken you as a woman in labor. Be in pain and labor to bring forth. You would think that our people forgot that we are the only ones that need deliverance. Talking about all these false prophets and they need to sit down. If nothing happened in August, something happening now, fool. You talking about August, and we here dying today. Look what this says. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor. For now shall you go forth out of the city, and you shall dwell in the field. And you shall go even to Babylon. There shall you be delivered. There Yahweh shall redeem you from the hand of your enemies. From where? Babylon. From Babylon. We're not even talking about our deliverance. We got fools talking about the time is not at hand. If the time is not at hand, then why are our people travailing in so much pain? And the wicked is not going to tell you why. The wicked is not trying to save you and deliver you and help you and bring about your unity and gathering. The wicked is not trying to do that. The wicked is trying to take you away from Yahweh. They're not trying to help you at all. And they can care less about this woman in travail, this woman in labor. They're not going to talk about her and all the trouble that's happening to her. What they're going to tell you about is some other teachers. How's that going to help this woman? It's not helping no woman at all. They have no plan of salvation for our people. Plan of salvation for our people, the true shepherds of Yahweh, they know the plan because they talking about it. And they doing something about it. But not the wicked. And right here, all we're listening to is a bunch of reprobate silver. But let me tell you what you want to be at the end, or show you what you want to be at the end of all this fire. Watch what it says in the book of Job, the 23rd chapter. Yes, we're talking about women in travail. In other words, this is the time of trouble that Yahweh said will be brought and make white and try our people. What shepherd telling you that? Why ain't they telling you all the various troubles that our people are going through right now was prophesied by Yahweh? And why ain't they telling you what you should be doing as a result of this trouble? As a matter of fact, why didn't they even warn you before the trouble came? And they didn't, because they are part of this wicked, this reprobate silver that Yahweh was talking about. Watch what it says in Joel, the 23rd chapter. And I just want you to see this also. The 8th verse, this is what it says. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he does work, but I cannot behold him. He hides himself on the right hand, then I cannot see him. But he knows the way that I take. In other words, you might not see Yahweh, but Yahweh definitely sees you. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Because this is what happens when you try, and you understand and know when you try, and you know what's going on, and you understand what's happening, and you perceive the right things. But when you don't, it's just reprobate silver. That's all you are. Probate silver is silver that ain't silver at all. In other words, when you melt it down to look for the real McCoy in it, you won't find nothing. All you will find is a bunch of vanity. There's nothing real in it. There's nothing solid that you can hold on. I just wasted my time in melting this thing down, and it's nothing. Because this is what is going on today. While the woman is in travail, you don't even realize you're being tried. That's what all the travailing is all about. But instead of you turning your attention to the travailing, you still gossiping, lying on Facebook and YouTube and all kind of, in other words, it's just a conspiracy. And there's no care. There's no concern. There's no heart for the woman in travail. Even though all through the scriptures, Yahweh talked about this travailing to come. And we act like we're surprised. Now that it's here. Matter of fact, you have nothing good, and I mean nothing, if you can't withstand the fire. Why do you think Yahweh allowed Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah to go through the fiery furnace? And they survived. Because Yahweh had found some good in them. And they came out on the other side. Because if you cannot withstand the fire, is only because ain't nothing good in you anyway. It is nothing but vanity. And Yahweh is looking for something good. So he's going to take everyone through the fire just to see. And not just everyone, Yahweh will take everything through the fire. Watch what Yahweh said in the book of Psalms, the 12th chapter. Psalms 12. In the book of Psalms 12, watch what it says in the sixth verse. Let's start at the fifth verse, though. Watch what it's oppression, Psalms 12 and 5. For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now will I rise, says Yahweh, and Yahweh has risen. I will set him in safety from him that puffs at him. The words of Yahweh are pure words. How we know they pure? As silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. That's how Yahweh words is. Purified seven times. That's how pure his words are. But how pure are you who refuse to go through the fire? Watch what it says in Psalms 105. Because I want you to see what this woman in travail is going through. You got to go through something to even be delivered. How are you not going to go through the pain, the paleness, the troubles, the trials, the tribulations, and you about to be delivered? But the wicked ain't going to tell you you're about to be delivered. The wicked ain't going to tell you your time is at hand. The wicked is not going to tell you this is just your travailing. No, the wicked is going to tell you just the opposite. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 105. The 19th verse, it says, until the time that his word came, the word of Yahweh tried him. See, the word of Yahweh not only tried seven times fold, but his word is the very thing that tried us. His word. And it's his word will be in great trouble, so that there's none like it. He even gave you the name of the trouble. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble. And why aren't our people turned to this trouble? Businesses, now they reopen it. But most will not even reopen because they don't even have the money to reopen. People are dying more and more. Our people. But who's doing something about it? Who's talking about it? And most important, who's crying about it? Doing wickedly. Watch what this says in the book of Psalm 66. Woman in travail. I'm showing you, I'm telling you what the travailing is all about. What it is. And the wicked ain't going to tell you that. These are greedy dumb dogs that cannot bark. They're not about to warn you about some travail, about some woman in travail. Watch what it says, Psalm 66, in the 10th verse. And it says, for you, O Elohim, have proven us. You have tried us as silver is tried. And you only try silver one kind of way. You put it in fire to see what you got. Is it the real McCoy? Probate silver. And I'm here to tell you, We've seen a lot of fake stuff. A whole lot of fake stuff. See, when you're a true servant of Yahweh, let me show you how you come out on the other side as gold. Let me show you how you come out on the other side, silver trod in a furnace of affliction. You'll read about this great trial in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And let me show you this, because many of our people have forgotten who this servant is. And this servant is not some stringy head man that was hung up on a cross, came on the scene at the age of 30, and died at the age of 33. Kind of man just lived to 33. Yeah, Yahweh would snuff your life out early. But this is supposed to be his son. Kind of sense that makes. 3-year-old man ain't lived a life long enough to show people anything. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 53, the very first verse. Who has believed our report? And we got people on Facebook and YouTube talking all the kind of mess about the reports that we're giving. And they ain't never did nothing for our people. And they ain't trying to do nothing for our people. But snuffed their life from Yahweh. Watch what it says. And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? In other words, who did Yahweh bring revelations to show our people what to do in the time of trouble? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Now watch what it says. Surely he has borne our grief, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten by Elohim and afflicted. In other words, the people that's acting a fool, the people that don't care, don't even realize there are some people that's actually afflicting themselves for them. They don't even know that. They don't even realize there's a people that's carrying their sorrows. They have no clue. They don't even know there's people that's being despised and rejected because of the message that they bring for other people. Brand sackcloth, crying out, fasting, changing their diets, fasting 40 days before, doing all kind of things and being talked about. And they not even doing it for themselves. They doing it for other people. Watch what it says. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And we know this is true, because if it wasn't true, our people would be destroyed today. Totally annihilated. Watch what it says. He was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. In other words, he knew exactly why he was doing what he was doing. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation of the land of the living? For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he has done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. And yes, this is talking about Yahweh's suffering servant. But watch what it says. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you shall make his soul an offering for sin. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. Because Yahweh has pleasure in somebody turning from their ways to do what is right and pleasing in his sight. And this is what this servant is doing, but not just for himself. Watch the 11th verse, because this is what I want you to see. He shall see of the labor of his soul. In other words, this ain't somebody just talking and running out after mouth. He going to see the labor of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will he divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. This is not what the wicked is doing. People ain't making no intercession for our people. How? What labor are they doing to show that they make an intercession for our people? No. This is talking about somebody suffering to bring about deliverance for our people. Not these people today who just running out at the mouth. And Yahweh told us that our people was going to have to go through the fire. But who's talking about this fire that our people are going through today? Nobody. They talking about stuff that's vanity. But who's talking about this? See if they're talking about this. The very first verse. Here it is. You got these racists. Got their knee on the necks of our people. Why ain't they talking about that? Knowing that they wouldn't treat a dog that way. Because they know if they treated a dog that way, they will be held accountable. Imagine, they blocked the street out for a dog. Yeah, they'll block it off, make that dog submit, and then put a noose around his neck, carefully put him in a truck, and take him on his way. But imagine them corner the dog up, and then as soon as they get him cornered where he can't go nowhere, pull out their pistol, pull out their rifle, and shoot him. What would happen to these people if they did that? Matter of fact, have you ever seen a video of that happening to a dog? No, you haven't. But you have seen a video of that happening to a black man. And who's talking about that? In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, the first verse. Behold, I will send my messenger and he shall prepare the way before me. And the master whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. And yes, we read this thing all the time. Why? Because this thing has so much prophecy in it. Whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, says Yahweh of hosts. But who may endure the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. What is that? Like fuller soap. And what is that? And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness. And the only type of offering you can make in righteousness is righteous deeds. And who talk about that? Who talk about the sacrifices of righteousness of Yahweh? Who brought to you the 10 sacrifices of righteousness? The wicked ain't talking about no sacrifices of righteousness. They're not talking about no offerings of righteousness. They're not talking about you being tried as silver and gold. You being purified and refined. They're not talking about these things at all. Nor have they turned their attention whatsoever to the woman in travail. They're not talking about it. They're not dealing with it. And they don't care. And the last scripture I want you to see is in the book of Jeremiah, the 4th chapter. The woman in travail. That's what we're talking about. That's where our attention is. Not on this vanity. You don't even know. You don't even perceive that you're being tried. Your people is being tried. And you're talking about things that don't even matter, that don't mean nothing, and that has no salvation whatsoever in it. In the book of Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, watch what it says. Start reading, and you need to read this whole chapter. But I'm going to go right to it. The 27th verse. Now we're going to start at 26. I beheld, and lo, 4 and 26. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness. And all the cities thereof were broken down in the presence of Yahweh, and by his fierce anger. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful, or for thus has Yahweh said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent. Neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee for the noise of the horse and bowmen. They shall go into thickets, climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when you are spoiled, what shall you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you deck you with the ornaments of gold, cover your face with painting, In vain will you make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you. They will seek your life. For I've heard a voice as of a woman in labor, in anguish, as of her that brings forth her first child. The voice of the daughter of Zion that bewails herself, that spreads her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is weary because of murderers. And here we got a bunch of murderers killing our people, and our people want to gossip. Our people want to rumor monger. Our people want to talk about conspiracies. Our people want to foolishly and wickedly. While a bunch of murderers is killing our people. You don't hear the voice of the woman in labor? You don't see her labor? And undoubtedly, you don't. And our people out in the streets as we speak, seeking justice, seeking judgment from the same oppressor that's killing them. Let's wake up, Israel. And let's be the people, the light, the salvation that our people need. Till tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom. You see the spirit of God.
Spirit, I long for His Spirit. I yearn for the Spirit of God.